Well, I think the changes are substantial enough that I feel like the project should have approval at this point. But the way it came to us, I did not feel that way and voted against it because it's a different project now.
It's totally different, yeah.
And our county attorney is what's precipitated this discussion with the board. His information to us is that we have to look at it unmodified as it was presented to P&Z to make a judgment.
You've made appropriate modifications, we feel, to go back through P&Z and possibly get an approval.
Absolutely.
That's helpful. Can I say one thing? Is that possible? Just as a question, going back through. So at the end of the hearing, before they decided to vote, before they decided to vote, they had, I said, are you willing to put the fence up? And I said, yes. And they said, are you willing to put it up on both sides? We said, yes. And so when they went to vote, they asked one of the gentlemen that's not here tonight, if they put these fences up, will you be okay with it? And they, after they said they would be, then they said, no, we wouldn't. So we were like, okay. And so then coming through, we kind of said, okay, we'll buffer this, some of the considerations brought up through you guys. And so that's kind of how we presented what they did. But you make a very good point. But I don't know if it would, since kind of what they had said, because we said we would do the fence. At the time, it wasn't a very good pool. We said we'd tear it down.
Well, that's out of our control.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what we can't look at tonight. But what I would suggest is you've made a whole different game plan here based on the way you plan to operate out of your garage, if this was approved. Mm-hmm. How you would, your safety is your primary focus. Obviously, the figuring out a way to do it in a way that doesn't destroy your relationship with your neighbors is important. I think that your presentation is totally different than what it was the day you started with Planning and Zoning Commission to begin with. And I think that's what we're in agreement on that.
Yeah.
Because it's a different, it's a whole different animal at this point based on how you want to operate it. Again, we go back to our eyes have to stay focused on the facts. The facts are, was there error in the law based on the decisions made that day?
So look at the two points that we're looking at tonight. Operating characteristics of the night rental were not compatible with the adjoining properties. The argument is, hey, there's one that's, you know, 2.25 miles away. I think that was probably known to the previous board, and it specifically says adjoining properties, not what was 2.5 miles away. So I think that there was no error made in that. Secondly, nightly rental would be substantial or would have substantial impact on the safety and welfare of the adjoining properties. We heard pool is a concern, neighbors' pond is a concern. Those are still there. I think they were valid. There was no error made. And based on that, I would move to deny appeal number 23-003A.
Okay.
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
But encourage the applicant to reapply if there are changes in their application.
Absolutely.
And work with their neighbors to get support of their neighbors before they apply. Yeah.
And make those changes.
Yeah.
That's the appropriate thing to do.
Okay, we're going to move on to 23-004 appeal.
Yep, there's your. Did you second that? You seconded it?
Yes. A for appeal. So we are at where on August the 14th, 2023, the Taney County Planning Commission did not approve conditional use permit number 2312, which was requested by James Wooster, seeking approval for a retreat center with 25 nightly rental lodging units located at 221 Fairview Church Road, Reuter. Property is served by private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Planning Commission's reason for not approving the application was based on the following. The retreat center and nightly rentals would be a substantial adverse impact regarding the comfort of the surrounding residents. And two, the proposed use was not compatible with any adjacent uses as it would have external impacts with the area. So again, that's our nightly rental staff recommendations. Highway 160, and I think you probably know where this location is. Again, our zoning layer, the Hatch Greens National Forest, White A1. This is on Fairview Church Road. Here's the proposal that was presented to the Planning Commission. The area of the proposal is in the area of this field on the west side of Fairview Church Road. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Hello, gentlemen. My name is James Worcester, and I am residing on the property we're speaking at 221 Fairview Church Road in Reuter, Missouri. I am here representing myself as well as the Crossan Family Trust and my family. And during this presentation, feel free to stop me at any time if you have any questions, concerns, or any thoughts just applying to what we're looking at. I am asking for permission to operate these nightly rentals as well as a commercial kitchen. To start, these family operations will be run by my mother and I. We've been chosen by the family to do so with this LLC, but the land will always stay in the family trust, and it's to never be sold. As we begin this journey, it's a start and kind of a never-end thing. It's not to build it up and then sell it out. It will always be in our control. Would you go to that first?
Let's see, the bottom left, the aerial. Right here?
This yes, one? Sir. No, one more left.
That
aerial
one.
Map. So this map may look a tad vague right now, but I just want to indicate what's on our property right now. With the yellow being our electric poles, which we have added to now, I have my personal RV, and we're building a family building right now, starting this week, getting on the ground. And I'll also have a fire pit right here. These red indicators are where we're looking to put the yurts, and these orange zones here are potential areas that we're looking for the expansion. And this purple were where we're putting septic tanks. This one's here currently, and this is part of the plumbing going down the road. So that's just to give you a good just overview right now, kind of back again looking at the plan and what we're talking about. I do want to go through some road picks now. As you can start,
this is a panoramic view from the settlement I'm on right now, where my RV is right here, and we're looking out. You can see the very entrance. Fairview Church goes up here to 160, and that's the entrance right here. So I can see anyone entering onto the road, as well as I can view you the entire time as you sneak into the National Forest right here. So I'm positioned in a way to where I can see all of the land, anyone coming in and out, where this is the entrance right here. Nothing is to be placed on the other side of this unit here. And then this is this is the first yurt right here that you can see that will be at the highest level, where the next will dive down and back into the hill from there, the third, and then onwards deeper inside.
If you look at the next pick, let's go to the entrance, the top left. This is a look from 160. Looking onto Fairview Church Road. This is the entrance. It's 40 feet wide to ensure everything. And we did reconstruct this road in 2013 with the county to make it easier, where it was more in the valley to the left, but now it's on top to where it can be visible from both sides. And from this view also, you cannot clearly see anything onto the property. And this is the best time to even see, with the trees being barren, and you still cannot see what would be going on my property. If you would go to Steve's, the bottom right there. This is my next neighbor. If you keep going east, just down the road, this is my cousin Steve's place right here. So this is his view looking back. The best reference to look at is always our hay barn right here on top, which gives you the highest elevation look. So that's always kind of the reference point as you go down, where the road will slink you down and keep it. If you go on to the Hutchinsons, top right,
this is the next view on down, my next neighbor to the east. This is their view of everything. And as you can see, you find the hay barn again right here in the cell tower, another indicator point of the slope topography and how we're hidden from everything. And then now from the other side, if you go from the Frank Green picture, this is one.
This one?
Yes, sir. This is one that I was able to show you last time from Frank Green, so my first entrance on the west side of myself. It's 1,000 feet from entrance to entrance, and this is the view they have of the tower. You can't even see the hay barn. And then this is where everything slopes back in the valley, so that's a good divide for me to push forward.
So those first few pics, I just wanted to go ahead and show, just to give another good representation of the location of the space and how hidden everything is, and you cannot notice and no one sees what's going on. You know already my RV's out there. Next is going to be a family building, which we can show that top left picture. This is just a layout of what we're looking at. Imagine if it's facing Fairview Church Road to the left of you. And these are just the identities going in there, where I want to have a kitchen for myself. There will be a couple apartments. They're not for nightly rentals. They're only for family and personal guests on the property so that we can have more family visits. We have a greenhouse going in the bottom so we can start making our own stuff even in-house, not just in the outside garden. We have two full bathrooms going in for anybody that would be on site that wouldn't have utilities, and a laundry room. That way I can make sure I'm the one housekeeping and doing all the turnouts of everything. We look at the yurt that is up there currently, and you can go to the very top right pic. Again, I wanted you to see this just so that you know that what we're building out here, there's never just a camping tent, and it's never something that can be blown away at night or come down in a month. These are first-class things that we want to build and keep nice to make sure everyone, it's a first-class stay. You're not just coming to slum it. I don't have a pick for this next. So the second yurt, the goal behind all these is to make sure we're grabbing demographics. The first yurt is to grab a couple, and with the better secured walls, if it's a more elderly demographic that's not trying to still be outside camping, but still kind of the same feel. So it fits an older demographic for that first one, whereas our third yurt will be a lattice wall, so it's probably more for a younger couple that may have to withstand a little bit or feel more adventurous. The second yurt is a demographic where we're trying to fit a family that has three or more kids, since that's uncommon, or two families traveling with kids. These are the first three demographics we're really trying to cover to grab that base and then kind of figure out how to best grow from there. However, our plans as they look, if we were to be approved for five, we would like to do a teepee down by the pond that's still on down the ways as you look down the hill. And there's also a spot that's designated that could be used as a group retreat spot. And then I pointed out the fire pit. This fire pit is a 50 by 60 oval. That it will also contain a space of multiple families being able to use it. It's not just a singular thing that if one person's there, it's not. It's definitely a community be able to use for everyone, not just one family that's out there at the moment. A few points I want to make just in regards to concerns from comments and opposition. First is the quiet hours. No, we didn't move out here to hear things going at all times of the night, and I'm not living out there right now to live in a city. I'm here to still live in the country, and I want to be a part of it, and so my goal is to keep it exactly that and pristine. These quiet hours will be from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., and that follows the Missouri State Park rule. But on my property, if it hits 8 p.m., you are to be back at your campsite. This is because safety is a concern of ours, and if you're out roaming after dark, you already don't know where you are, and half the time I can't find myself exactly where I am in the day. So if it's nighttime, the encouragement is sundown, but to make it structured, it's 8 p.m. to make sure if you are on site, you are at your campsite. You are not to be roaming, you're not wandering, you're not still hiking around, you're there. That way it tries to avoid danger at all points right there for quiet hours. I also want to make sure that with safety being the concern, you can